Welcome to Pacific Northwest Weekly, a podcast covering topics and stories important to those who live in and love the Pacific Northwest. My name is Jessa Lewis. The audio you just heard was from a march to the picket line at Lucky Friday Mine in the Idaho Panhandle, where silver miners have been striking for 2.5 years. This strike came about when Hecla, the company that operates the mine, sought to roll back the benefits in a new contract. All but two of the workers saw the cuts to the benefits and pay as untenable in a vote. I first visited the miners and their families last March. We pick up at a rally for the 2-year anniversary in the Mullen Pavilion, a gym where the local high school plays basketball. On the mic is the president of the union who represents the miners.
My name is Dave Roos, in case anybody doesn't know who I am. If you've read the paper lately, I'm the guy that's been bashed and slammed and whatnot, but we're not going to worry about that today. I want to thank everybody, especially all the members in the community and all the other local unions that have stood in support with us for 2 years of not being an easy fight. I can assure you that as far as I'm concerned and the leadership is concerned, we are not going to give up. We are going to stand strong and stand solid till we get a fair deal.
Mining is the economic lifeblood for this tiny community nestled in the mountains of northern Idaho. The strain this strike was putting on families and their neighbors was palpable, but the faces were resolute. Many in the audience wore neon yellow clothing with screen-printed black letters that addressed the strike and the demands. Others wore flannel or jackets and hats with their union insignia embroidered on it. It wasn't just local miners and their families in attendance, but nurses and postal workers and firefighters and more from around the region and other countries. To my left, I could see the longshoremen, dune workers who operate the docks on the coast, but more on them later. Multiple people who came to the mic addressed the rumors and innuendos and called on folks to hold firm.
Despite what you may have recently read in the Shoshone News Press, USW Local 5114 is fully committed to reaching a fair agreement with Hecla Mining, an agreement which provides for the safe operation of the mine and maintains good-paying jobs which benefit our entire community. The article reporting on the 2-year anniversary of the Hecla strike relies on anonymous sources and is littered with inaccuracies and misrepresentations. Unfortunately, this seems to be a pattern for the Shoshone News Press when it comes to reporting on the USW.
After the speeches, we gather outside for the mile march that'll take us from downtown Mullen to the picket line right outside Lucky Friday Mine. The Blue Ribbon Tea Company, some musicians who, like me, had also driven an hour and a half from Spokane to be there. They were set up on a stage made from a wooden floored flatbed trailer and greeted the folks who had just marched and chanted their way to the picket line. Inside the local fire station shop, barbecue was being served, and after making their way through the line, people set up at the folding tables and chairs in the driveway to continue listening to music and more speeches while catching up. Many of these families had to pursue work elsewhere to stay afloat while waiting to go back to work in the mine, some driving an hour or more away one way and others leaving for months at a time to find work in Alaska or elsewhere.
Can I please have Brian Skiffington come up? Come on up, Brian. This is from the Longshoremen Union. He's traveled from Tacoma to be with us.
He got me all out of breath. Man, the first time I was here was July 2017. I was reading a book the other day. It's an older book from the 40s. It's called Strike Strategy. And there's a phrase that I kept turning. He told me I was talking about 30 minutes ago. There's a phrase that I kept turning over in my head, though, and that is, the measure of success in a strike, we measure that in the amount of justice obtained. And justice seems to be a word that is in every aspect of this struggle. There's justice for the people in Montana. There's justice for the people in the Silver Valley. In my union, the ILWU, we say an injury to one is an injury to all. And Hecla has done some serious injury to this community. They've wreaked havoc on you guys. So this strike is about seeking justice. I want to do a chant that I didn't get to hear today, so you guys are going to do this one with me. We did this about a year ago.
On strike! Shut it down! Mullen is a union town! On strike! Shut it down! Mullen is a union town! On strike! Shut it down! Mullen is a union town!
Hell yeah. So the longshoremen stand with you. We just brought our bodies this time. I got off work at about 3 in the morning and we drove straight here. But if anybody wants to drink some beer later and talk about unions, talk about strikes, talk about solidarity and organizing, that's kind of what I do for fun. So we'd love to do that with you. Thank you.
As things were winding down, I had the opportunity to talk with the local 5114 president, Dave Roos, the man we first heard on the mic earlier in the day in the pavilion. We stepped to the side of the fire station so he could have a cigarette.
I wish the papers would have pointed out the solidarity that this local has held for 2 years. If anything, we seem to be getting stronger with more resolve. The paper neglected to mention that our passion lies in getting a fair contract that is priority is worker safety. We just want the company to come back to the table and negotiate.
It was St. Patty's Day weekend, so I accepted the offer to continue hanging out and made my way to a bar in nearby Wallace, Idaho. There I joined a group of longshoremen and miners and steelworkers. Before even ordering their drinks, they discussed which breweries and distilleries were unionized and the status of any dispute, which informed what it was they ordered. With drinks in hand and more food on the way, we grabbed several tables and pulled up chairs, and I was able to ask more about their backgrounds and history and why they took all of this so seriously.
So my name is Tyler Brady. I'm from International Longshore Warehouse Union Local 22, Port of Tacoma. Like some of the other people we traveled out here with, it's my second time out here. Came out for the big rally in Coeur d'Alene. And like Nayef said, that was huge. Just seeing those people stand up and fight, you know, come together as a community. And we had the whole highway basically honking. You know, there was probably 200 people out there in front of the headquarters, truckers honking, you know, people supporting, USW guys driving around the block causing a ruckus, and there's some really good chants. You know, that was the first time I heard the chant. They say, Mullen is a union town, we won't let you tear it down. I really like that. That's stuck with me ever since. But the reason we're out here is solidarity and standing with these workers against corporate greed. If you go back in ILWU history, the longtime leader and founder, Harry Bridges, said the most important word in the language of the working class is solidarity, and that's still true. When the workers stick together, they win. It's unfortunate that Hecla's held out for 2 years in this situation, but we've built a network of trade unionists from Tacoma all the way to Mullen, Idaho, where when a Teamsters 313 local went on strike in Tacoma, the workers from the Lucky Friday mine out here, USW 5114, actually drove out to support them. And so that's what it's about, is networking, building those relationships with people that have a common goal. And that's basically liberation for the working class from the greed and poor working conditions that we're seeing today.
You know, you don't win these things by yourself. That's the whole deal, is it's the solidarity among all the unions that make us all strong. And, you know, this is the third strike I've been a part of. I've been in three strikes. The first one was 3 days with Kaiser, and they didn't think we were serious. And we went out for 3 days, and they agreed to everything, and we came back. 3 years later, they moved in trailers, they moved in guards, they moved in everything, they put sewer systems in. And then when we went out on strike, they started busing the guys in and started taking our jobs. But you don't win these things by yourself. I mean, you guys wouldn't let them dock ships in Tacoma. You wouldn't let them dock ships in the Dalles. You wouldn't let them dock ships in Long Beach. So they ended up having to take their ore-laden ships and go all the way down from Australia. They went all the way down and through the Panama Canal and came up to Gramercy, Louisiana, and would unload that ore, put it on rail cars, and send it to Spokane and to Tacoma. And the cost of that was so much. They could have settled that strike and gave us everything we wanted, and it wouldn't have been that big a deal to them at all. But they were willing to spend the money. So if it hadn't been for you guys, we would never have won.
Shortly after that part of the conversation, a marching band dressed in green came in, and one of the longshoremen, Tyler, ended up playing trumpet. It's a small town, and everyone was there for St. Paddy's Day, including the striking miners and the salarymen. At one point, a conversation between neighbors got heated, and it was time to leave. I did what I could to follow and support what was happening with the miners over the summer, mostly on social media. In the last couple weeks, the tone has changed, more hopeful about getting the families back to work. I made the drive back to Mullen, Idaho for the 2.5-year anniversary this weekend. The audio in the pavilion where the high schoolers played basketball made for poor recordings this round, but I got this usable update.
That the Mining Hall of Fame had disinvited Heckler. They had disinvited them
Again, the families marched to the picket line and had barbecue at the fire station.
What do we want?
Fair contract!
When do we want it?
Now!
Outside, I spoke with President Dave Roos while he had his cigarette.
The current status of negotiations is we hope to have a resolution in the very near future. We are working diligently on putting together a proposal to get out to our members that we hope will happen before the end of the month. And the negotiating committee feels that we do see light at the end of the tunnel. 2.5 years. And we feel like we may have reached some sort of a tentative agreement that is acceptable to our members.
I hope to share good news with you all soon. I hope these communities in the Silver Valley, long impacted by the strike, can heal and get back to work. In the meantime, if you want to chip in to support the families with funds or food, send it to USW 5114, P.O. Box 427, Mullen, Idaho 83846. Connect with them on social media, maybe send a letter to the editor. They just need to know you stand with them. And if the day comes, they'll stand with you too. This has been the first episode of Pacific Northwest Weekly. I look forward to growing it with you, so please connect with us on Facebook at PNW Weekly or drop us a line at pnwweekly@gmail.com with your story ideas. Until next time, this is Jessa Lewis.